trendybeats.com.
Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. Righteous one, I cannot live without you. Holy one, I cannot live without you. If you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome you to Command the Day with Emmanuel Balogun. God says in His written word, I know my thought for you, is thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. It's just the last 2 days in the month of April. I'd like you to lift your voice and begin to appreciate God Almighty for all His goodness, for all His benefits in your life. For He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Appreciate Him for His love. Thank Him for His good thoughts concerning you. Thank Him for securing your future. Appreciate Him for the gift of life. Thank Him for His loving kindness. He's the lover of your soul and your redeemer. Celebrate Him this morning. His name is Jesus. Celebrate Him. His name is Yahweh. He's the I am that I am, the Savior of the whole world, the chief cornerstone, the pastor of pastors, prophet of prophets, teacher of teachers, the great evangelist of evangelists, the apostle of apostles, the potter, the day star, the master of the universe. He's the great provider, the healer, the deliverer, the savior of the world. Celebrate Him, give Him praise this morning from the depth of your heart. He's worthy of your praise. Just say thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Now, the scripture we are going to command today this morning is the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 9. Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 9. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. I go in the power of the Holy Ghost, and I declare by the authority I've received by grace from the Lord, everything that represents mountain in your life right now is becoming plain in the name of Jesus. That challenges, that problem, that situation that is overwhelming you, that seems impossible for you to get out of it so soon. Jesus said to that woman, haven't I told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? I say to you that believe this morning, by the saving power of Jesus' name, that challenges, that problem, that unpalatable situation you see today, you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus. By the saving power of Jesus' name, you are getting out of that trouble and you will see the glory of God over that situation in the name of Jesus. That mountain before you standing as obstacles to your life, to your progress, to your upliftment in life, even in business, career, family, that mountain is removed now in the name of Jesus. Whatever is blocking your way forward in life, hindering your growth and development, hindering your expansion, frustrating your efforts, that limitation, that boundary, that embargo set for your life, as the angel of God rolled away the stone from the tomb where Jesus' body was kept, that stone men or enemies have placed on your life is rolled away now by the power of the resurrection of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. as this month of April is running to an end, remaining just 2 days. As it is coming to an end, I declare that problem, that challenges, that sickness, that disease, that affliction, that oppression, frustration, hardship, poverty, curse, reproach, all that you are going through by the acts of the devil and his enemies that have entered into your life by their evil acts, I declare an end to them in the name of Jesus. They will suddenly run to an end in the name of Jesus. There shall be no evil carry over into the month of May in your life in the name of Jesus. All the blessings meant for you to enjoy in this month of April that is yet to reach you, even right from January that you are yet to receive, I decree and declare, today is your day. You will receive it, you will begin to enjoy those blessings, and you will celebrate it in the name of Jesus. That entrance to your blessings is removed now in the name of Jesus. These last 2 days in the month of April shall be days of divine miraculous deliveries of all your pending blessings and answers to your prayers, even testimonies in the name of Jesus. As it is written, according to this passage of the scripture read today in this podcast, that the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it. So I declare to you as a servant of the Most High God, and by the authority I have received from him, that every good thing your hands have started in this year 2024, even to this month of April that is running to an end, that your hands, I declare, will finish it this month, this year, in the name of Jesus. That house you have started, you will finish it. That house, you will build it. That visa you are processing, you will get it. That car you desire and you are working towards by faith, you will buy it. That contract, you will get it. That business will be established in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout a louder amen. Yes, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I say to you, every good thing that you have started, every good thing that you even want to do before the end of this month and even before the end of this year, receive power and divine provision for it in the name of Jesus. That place of your dream, you will get there in the name of Jesus. As you go out this morning, every step of faith you will take and that you have even taken before to make it in life, to excel, to advance, to succeed, I decree and declare by the unfailing name of Jesus Christ, it will respond in your favor in the name of Jesus. For there's no disappointment in Jesus. So I say to you, you will not be disappointed anymore in the name of Jesus. Your faith in God through this prayer will bring you into your new season of unending miracles and blessings in the name of Jesus. Every step of faith and the seed of faith you have sown, that investment you have done, will lead you very soon into your season of bumper harvest in the name of Jesus. Every good thing you have started in this year till this month of April, you will finish it well and enjoy the benefits with your family and friends in the name of Jesus. No untimely death will be for you in the name of Jesus. I say you will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. You will not labor for another person to enjoy in the name of Jesus. You will eat and enjoy the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. I command this day to bring you to your new season of bumper harvest of blessings in the name of Jesus. All your efforts as from today, you produce tangible, remarkable, and favorable results for you in the name of Jesus. Among those that will not be able to count their blessings, I will share uncommon and remarkable testimonies of God's goodness in their lives. You will be enlisted in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' miracle-working name, we are prayed. Amen. Just in a moment before the end of this podcast, I'd like to remind you that only Jesus can save. Yes, only Him has the everlasting solutions to all life challenges. Therefore, run to Jesus now. He's ready to accept you. We have said in His word, "For whosoever come unto me, I will not wise cast away." What He's seeking is your relationship with Him. He wants to help you. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to transform your life. Run to Him today and you shall be saved, and your life will never remain the same again. For further prayers, counseling, or you want to share testimonies about what God has done for you through this podcast, feel free to call or send a message to +234 7068 574975. God bless you. Have a fantabulous day. Jesus is Lord.
Time of trouble and name we can depend on.